Chapter 1. The Division. The Division is the Army's unit of action for decisive action against threats with peer capabilities during large-scale combat operations. This chapter discusses Army division roles and functions across the competition continuum and throughout the range of military operations. It also discusses the various options for command relationships with assigned and provided units. Division Overview. The Division is the Army's principal tactical warfighting formation during large-scale combat operations. Its primary role is to serve as a tactical headquarters commanding brigades. A division conducts operations in an area of operations, AO, assigned by its higher headquarters, normally a corps. A division typically commands between 2 and 5 brigade combat teams, BCTs, a combat aviation brigade, division artillery, and a division sustainment brigade, DSB. It task organizes its assigned and provided units to accomplish its mission according to mission variables. Winning battles and engagements remains the division's primary purpose. During limited contingencies, it can organize itself to serve in multiple competencies. When the division is uncommitted to a specific operation, it focuses on building and sustaining readiness to prevail in large-scale combat operations. The division is manned, equipped, and trained to function as a tactical headquarters. The division can transition to a joint or multinational headquarters for operations other than large-scale combat, with significant augmentation in personnel and equipment. When it is the senior Army formation assigned to a joint task force, it may also serve as an R4. R4 is the Army component and senior Army headquarters of all Army forces assigned or attached to a combatant command, subordinate joint force command, joint functional command, or multinational command, FM3-94. Division roles and functions. A division can conduct 1 of 4 core roles. Its primary role is that of a tactical headquarters during operations on land, but a division may also serve in the following roles: tactical headquarters, R4 headquarters, joint force land component commander, JFLC, joint task force, JTF headquarters. Even with considerable augmentation, a division is not structured and manned to perform the role of an R4 or JFLC in a large-scale combat environment. A division may, however, perform these missions in a limited contingency or crisis response operation for a limited duration. Division Tactical Headquarters. The division is organized, trained, and equipped to command between 2 and 5 BCTs in combat, as well as support the BCTs with a mix of functional and multifunctional brigades and other enablers. A division headquarters may command any mix of armored, infantry, and striker BCTs, as well as joint and multinational land forces. Divisions employ BCTs to conduct operations in the close fight against enemy formations. Divisions conduct deep operations against an enemy to set conditions for success in the current and future close fights. They synchronize and coordinate rear operations to maintain their tempo and operational reach. A division's core functions as a tactical headquarters are task organizing, employing, integrating, and synchronizing brigades and battalions, training and preparing for large-scale combat operations, massing effects at decisive points, employing joint capabilities, assuming directed Army, joint, and multinational authorities and responsibilities. Division as R4. In limited contingencies, or when a division is the senior Army unit, the division becomes the R4. As the R4, the division retains operational control, OPCON, of all Army forces not subordinate to another component of the JTF. The Army Service Component Command will determine which Army Support to Other Services tasks the division will perform for the JTF and must resource the division appropriately. The role of the R4 is significantly broader and more diverse than that of a division operating as a tactical headquarters within a corps. When serving as an R4, a division continues to perform all of the functions of a tactical headquarters and Army Support to Other Services as directed by the Army Service Component Command, administrative control of all Army forces in the JTF, including those subordinate to other components. Division as Joint Force Land Component Commander. The Joint Forces Commander may organize a JTF with the division as the JFLC for limited contingency operations. The Joint Force Land component of such a JTF may have tactical control of United States, U.S., Marine Corps, or multinational forces. When a brigade size or smaller Marine Air Ground Task Force is under control of an Army division, the division employs it as a BCT with unique capabilities. When operating as a JFLC, the division headquarters receives staff augmentation from other services and individual Army augmentation and communication support from higher echelons. The division's higher echelon headquarters, Corps, Marine Expeditionary Force, or Combined JTF, assesses the additional load placed on the command and control, C2, systems of the division headquarters as multinational forces come under the division's control. As a JFLC, the division headquarters requires communications and personnel augmentation to fill liaison requirements. As the intensity of combat increases, the higher echelon headquarters should assess the span of control of any division commanding multiple multinational brigade equivalents. When the division serves as a JFLC, it performs all the functions of a tactical headquarters plus the additional functions of setting the land joint operations area, assessing the threat in the land joint operations area, developing the joint land operations plan, receiving and employing the land force. See Joint Publication JP3-31 for additional information on the JFLC. Division Headquarters as Joint Task Force Headquarters. A division headquarters may become the base for a JTF headquarters during limited contingencies involving peacekeeping operations, humanitarian operations, or limited combat. When it becomes a JTF headquarters, the division headquarters organizes and operates in accordance with joint doctrine, which requires extensive augmentation from both joint and army forces. The combatant commander provides joint network capabilities, each service provides C2 detachments, and the United States Air Force provides the JTF with a joint air component coordination element. If present, United States Navy forces normally have a supporting relationship with the JTF. See JP3-33 for additional information on options for augmenting the JTF headquarters. When the division serves as a joint task force, it has all the functions of a tactical headquarters plus the additional functions of providing the overall mission, purpose, and objectives for military operations, developing and promulgating the rules of engagement and use of force tailored to the situation, establishing and assisting liaison with United States embassies and foreign governments involved in the operation. See JP3-33 for additional information on JTFs. Limitations. There are limitations and dependencies that must be considered throughout a division's employment. Those limitations include, but are not limited to, division mobility, security concerns, and reserve component mobilization. Mobility and security. Normally, the main command post, CP, deploys by a combination of air and sea lift. Deployment of the division main CP into theater by air requires transport by numerous C-130 and C-17 sorties. The division main CP during deployment by ground requires additional transportation support due to limited organic transportation assets. It also requires reception, staging, onward movement, and integration to reach full capacity. CPs lack organic security and require the division headquarters to task subordinate units to provide CP security. Organic refers to those elements assigned to and forming an essential part of a military organization, as listed in its table of organization for the Army, Air Force, and Marine Corps, and are assigned to the operating forces for the Navy, JP1, Volume 2. Reserve Component Mobilization. Two critical reserve component organizations mobilize to support a division when it deploys. These are the main CP Operational Detachment and the Maneuver Enhancement Brigade, MEB. The main CP Operational Detachment provides additional depth to the division staff for sustained operations. The MEB is integral to C2 of the division support area, DSA. If a division does not have a MEB, then it must either assign another organization to control the DSA or assume direct control itself. Additionally, Without a MEB to collaborate with the rear CP, a division headquarters would either have to integrate with another organization or devote additional staff and equipment from the main CP to properly staff the rear CP. When a division is preparing to deploy, commanders, staffs, and planners must take care to coordinate for reserve component mobilization with enough time to assemble the formation for deployment. Alternatively, the division may not have enough time to incorporate mobilizing members prior to deployment. When this occurs, they must either assemble the entire formation in theater from other formations until mobilized forces arrive, or operate without the key elements of the formation. Division organization. A division typically commands between 2 and 5 BCTs, a mix of functional and multifunctional brigades, and a variety of smaller enabler units to accomplish its mission. The task organization of sustainment units in the division area may be complex. Multiple echelons above division sustainment units and elements of the medical brigade support may be operating in the area alongside the DSB and its Organic Division Sustainment Support Battalion, DSSB. Medical units of the medical brigade support are normally OPCON to the division, with the parent medical brigade support retaining administrative control. Refer to FM 4-02 for additional information. Division Headquarters. A division headquarters is organized and equipped for sustained combat operations. The headquarters and headquarters battalion consist of a main CP, a tactical CP, a rear CP, and a mobile command group. When necessary, a division can form an early entry CP. Plans and operations across the staff sections, cells, CPs, and echelons are facilitated by a network and suite of C2 systems to enhance collaboration and synchronization. The division commander may command the division from any of the CPs, see ATP 3-91, for additional information on division headquarters and CP functions. The division headquarters and headquarters battalion provides administrative support, life support, communications and limited transportation for the division CPs and mobile command group. The headquarters and headquarters battalion has a complete battalion staff. The headquarters and headquarters battalion consists of 2 companies with distinct missions: the headquarters and support company and the signal, intelligence, and sustainment company. Based on the mission and operational variables, a division headquarters may require additional security elements to augment the headquarters and headquarters battalion. The division band, if present, is usually attached to the headquarters and headquarters battalion. The organization of the division headquarters and headquarters battalion is similar to that of the Corps headquarters and headquarters battalion. The headquarters and support company includes life support and maintenance sections for the division CPs and provides administrative support to the movement and maneuver, fires, and protection sections of the staff. The signal, intelligence, and sustainment company provides administrative support to the signal, intelligence, and sustainment sections of the division staff. It connects the division headquarters into the Army Global Network Enterprise, and through it, into the Department of Defense Information Networks. The signal company ties into the network through a supporting expeditionary signal battalion from either the Corps or Theater Signal Brigade, depending upon the division's role. Both companies task organized to support the division CPs. Assigned forces. The division has units that are assigned to it. These include 2 to 5 BCTs, a DSB, Division Artillery, a Combat Aviation Brigade, CAB, and a main CP operational detachment. Brigade Combat Teams. BCTs conduct decisive action to seize and retain key terrain, exerting constant pressure on the enemy, and break the enemy's will to fight by maneuvering against, closing with, and destroying the enemy. BCTs are the principal ground maneuver units of a division. The 3 BCT designs, Armored, Infantry, and Striker, make up the ground maneuver combat power of a division. Combat power is the total means of destructive and disruptive force that a military unit/formation can apply against an enemy at a given time. JP 3-0. All divisions can command any type of BCT. The 3 types of BCTs currently have 2 to 3 maneuver battalions, a cavalry squadron, a field artillery battalion, a brigade support battalion, BSB, and an engineer battalion. See FM3-96 for more details on BCTs. The BSB is organic to the BCT that provides sustainment support to the formation. BSBs have the capability to operate a supply support activity, SSA, operate a modular ammunition transfer point, MATP, and perform field-level maintenance support and distribution operations. BSBs contain a medical company, Brigade Support, BSMC, that provides Role 1 medical care for units without organic medical assets on an area support basis, and Role 2 medical care to all units in the Brigade AO. Forward support companies provide distribution, field feeding, and field-level maintenance support to their supported battalions. Division Sustainment Brigade. The DSB is assigned to a division. The DSB commander is the senior sustainment commander in the division. The commander is responsible for the integration, synchronization, and execution of sustainment operations in the division AO. The DSB employs sustainment capabilities to create desired effects in support of the division commander's objectives. The DSB and its subordinate units provide sustainment support to all units assigned or attached to the division. The DSB depends on the division staff for long-range planning capability. The DSB may command up to 7 battalions based on operational and mission variables. A DSB includes an Organic Division Sustainment Troops Battalion, DSTB, and an Organic DSSB to support tactical-level sustainment operations. Additional Modular Combat Sustainment Support Battalions, CSSBs, and companies may be attached to a DSB to sustain large-scale combat operations. See Chapter 2 for additional information on the DSB. The division's DSB can provide logistics capability not organic to the BSB or provide additional capacity to support the BSB. The organic DSSB provides water treatment and storage, non-mobile petroleum storage, and troop transportation support to the BCT. The DSSB also provides heavy equipment trailer transportation support to the heavy tracked vehicles within the division. This includes both delivery of combat vehicles forward of the rear area and catastrophic recovery from the close area. The close area is the portion of the commander's area of operations where the majority of subordinate maneuver forces conduct close combat, ADP 3-0. Combat Aviation Brigade. A CAB is organized to synchronize operations of multiple aviation squadrons, battalions, and joint aviation units. The core competencies of the CAB are to provide accurate and timely information collection, provide reaction time and maneuver space, destroy, defeat, disrupt, or delay enemy forces, air assault maneuver forces, air movement of personnel, equipment, and supplies, evacuate wounded and conduct personnel recovery, and enable C2 over extended ranges and complex terrain. A CAB may include some combination of the following subordinate units: Headquarters and Headquarters Company, HHC, Attack/Reconnaissance Squadron, Heavy, Attack/Reconnaissance Battalion, AH-64, Assault Helicopter Battalion, General Support Aviation Battalion, Aviation Support Battalion. A CAB is modular and tailorable, and it is typically task-organized as required to support offensive, defensive, and stability operations in support of ground maneuver forces. A CAB may split into 4 aviation maneuver battalion/squadron task forces and 1 aviation support battalion. It can also operate the subordinate battalions as organic organizations. A CAB can receive 2 additional aviation battalion/squadron task forces without staff augmentation, but would require additional maintenance personnel and equipment. A CAB can also be task-organized with ground maneuver, joint aviation, and other non-aviation joint and army units. Each aviation battalion has an organic forward support company. The aviation support battalion organic to the CAB consists of a headquarters support company, a distribution company, an aviation support company, and a brigade signal company. The Aviation Support Battalion provides aviation and ground field maintenance, ground and aviation recovery, network communications, resupply, and Roll 1 medical support for the CAB. The Aviation Support Battalion provides maintenance augmentation to aviation battalions when required. The Aviation Support Battalion supports the CAB's forward support companies/troops, aviation maintenance companies/troops, the brigade's HHC, and the unmanned aircraft systems if applicable. The Aviation Support Battalion provides distribution of classes 1, 2, 3, bulk, 4, 5, and 9. It provides water storage and operates both a MATP and SSA. The Aviation Support Battalion consists of four companies: Headquarters and Support Company, Distribution Company, Aviation Support Company, and Brigade Signal Company. The Aviation Support Battalion is configured differently from other BSBs. Unlike other support battalions, the Aviation Support Battalion does not have an assigned medical company, but has a medical platoon that provides Roll 1 medical care to the Aviation Support Battalion and its units. Additionally, the forward support companies and aviation maintenance companies are organic to the Aviation Brigade's battalions and not the Aviation Support Battalion. Division Artillery. The Division Artillery is a brigade-level command. Division Artillery is assigned to each division and plans, prepares, executes, and assesses fires for the division. The Division Artillery Commander is the Fire Support Coordinator for the division and is also the primary advisor to the Division Commander for the fire's warfighting function. The Division Artillery is not allocated organic firing units, but is task-organized with additional units from Corps or Theater-level Field Artillery Brigades based on mission requirements. The Division Artillery is dependent on the Division Headquarters for unit-level administration, religious, legal, chemical, biological, radiological, and nuclear, seaburn, signal, and force health protection support. It is dependent upon appropriate elements of the DSSB for field maintenance, distribution, and field feeding support. The Division Artillery CP provides the division with the ability to establish an alternate main, tactical, or rear CP, and it can perform division-level C2 functions for a limited time. See Army Techniques Publication ATP 3-09.90 for additional information on Division Artillery. Provided Forces. Based on the division's role and mission, it can be task-organized with provided forces to assist it in matching capabilities to requirements. The most common of the provided forces are rocket or cannon battalions from a field artillery brigade, an expeditionary CAB or subordinate battalions, medical brigade support or its elements operating in the division AO, a MEB, a military police battalion, an intelligence and electronic warfare battalion from the Corps Expeditionary Military Intelligence Brigade, Civil Affairs Battalion, Explosive Ordnance Disposal Battalion, Seaburn Battalion, Psychological Operations Company, Theater Tactical Signal Support Element, Military History Detachment, Mobile Public Affairs Detachment, Cyberspace Electromagnetic Activities Team, Army Space Support Team, and Special Operations Forces. These forces can be attached, OPCON, or under the tactical control of the division. Sustainment support for provided forces is defined based on the command relationship each organization has with the division. Units that are assigned or attached to the division will receive sustainment support from the DSB. The operational environment. The operational environment is a composite of the conditions, circumstances, and influences that affect the employment of capabilities and bear on the decisions of the commander, JP3O. An operational environment, OE, encompasses physical areas of the air, land, maritime, space, and cyberspace domains, as well as the information environment, which includes cyberspace, the electromagnetic spectrum, and other factors. These include enemy, friendly, and neutral actors that are relevant to a specific operation. The OE involves interconnected influences from the global or regional perspective that impact on conditions and operations. Army Doctrine Publication ADP 30 and FM 30 describe the OE in detail. A threat is any combination of actors, entities, or forces that have the capability and intent to harm United States forces, United States national interests, or the homeland, ADP 3.0. Threats exist in all domains and may include individuals, groups of individuals, organized or not organized, paramilitary or military forces, nation-states, or national alliances. Threats are an inherent part of the OE. Brigade commanders and staff must understand how current and potential threats organize, equip, train, employ, and control their forces. These leaders must continually identify, monitor, and assess threats and their effects on logistics support and distribution operations in the OE as they adapt and change over time. Commanders and staffs use operational and mission variables to help build their understanding of the OE. However, commanders must realize that uncertainty and time preclude achieving complete understanding before deciding and acting. Commanders and staffs use several tools to assist with understanding, visualizing, and describing an OE. These tools include running estimates as described in FM6O, the Military Decision-Making Process, MDMP, Intelligence Preparation of the Battlefield, IPB, Sustainment Preparation of the OE/Battlefield. Sustainment Preparation of the Operational Environment is the analysis to determine infrastructure, physical environment, and resources in the OE that will optimize or adversely affect friendly forces' means for supporting and sustaining the Commander's Operations Plan, ADP 4.0. It is a continuous shaping activity involving analysis to determine infrastructure, environmental, or resource factors in the OE that impact the Army's ability to sustain the Commander's Operations Plan. When commanders are given missions, staffs begin the military MDMP and use mission variables, mission, enemy, terrain and weather, troops and support available, time available, civil considerations, and informational considerations to develop the tactical plan. Operational framework. An operational framework is a cognitive tool used to assist commanders and staffs in clearly visualizing and describing the application of combat power in time, space, purpose, and resources in the concept of operations, ADP 1-01. The operational framework is part of the Army's operations structure, operations process, combat power, and the operational framework. The components of the operational framework are assigned area, deep, close, rear, and support operations, main effort, supporting effort, and reserve. Assigned area. Within the operational framework, sustainment forces typically operate in an AO. An area of operations is an operational area defined by a commander for land and maritime forces that should be large enough to accomplish their missions and protect their forces, JP 3.0. To understand how sustainment units fit within an AO, leaders must first understand the different types of AOs. A contiguous area of operations is an area of operations where all of a commander's subordinate forces' areas of operation share one or more common boundary, FM 3-90-1. A non-contiguous area of operations is where one or more of the commander's subordinate forces' areas of operation do not share a common boundary, FM 3-90-1. Support areas are part of contiguous and non-contiguous areas. Each type of AO has unique considerations for the commander and staff to consider when developing the sustainment and protection plans. FM 3-90-1 provides further discussion about offense and defense of AOs. The higher headquarters will direct the specific component within the operational framework to be used by subordinate headquarters. The operational framework component should be consistent throughout all echelons. ADP 3.0 includes a discussion of the operational framework. Deep, close, rear, and support areas. The deep, close, and rear areas are historically associated with terrain orientation, but can be applied to temporal and organizational orientations as well. A division employing deep, close, and rear areas is more likely to employ a contiguous AO, since it will facilitate operations in an area with certain geographical characteristics. In contiguous areas of operations, the deep area is where the commander sets conditions for future success in close combat, ADP 3-0. Usually, the deep area extends from the forward boundary of subordinate units to the forward boundary of the controlling echelon in contiguous areas of operations. Close operations are operations that are within a subordinate commander's AO. The close area is the area within the subordinate commander's AO. The higher commander may redefine the boundaries of specific AOs as necessary to shape operations, reallocating resources to ensure subordinate headquarters can adequately cover their assigned AOs. The division rear area is the portion of the division AO that extends forward from the division rear boundary to the rear boundary of the division's subordinate units, most likely BCTs. It is an area where forces and assets are positioned to support and sustain forces in the close area. The DSAs are typically found within the division rear area. Commanders designate support areas within the rear area. A support area is the portion of the commander's area of operations that is designated to facilitate the positioning, employment, and protection of base sustainment assets required to sustain, enable, and control operations, ADP 3-0. It is where most of the echelon sustainment capabilities locate and includes the line of communications, LOC, connecting the support area to adjacent AOs. In these areas, the division designates a unit, usually a MEB, but possibly a BCT, to provide security to allow sustainment units to focus on their primary function, providing sustainment support. See Chapter 5 for more detail on the support area. Main and supporting efforts. A main effort is a designated subordinate unit whose mission at a given point in time is most critical to overall mission success, ADP 3-0. Usually, the main effort is weighted with a preponderance of combat power. Designating a main effort temporarily prioritizes resource allocation. When commanders designate a unit as the main effort, it receives priority of support and resources to maximize combat power. Commanders establish clear priorities of support and shift resources and priorities to the main effort as circumstances and the commander's intent require. A supporting effort is a designated subordinate unit with a mission that supports the success of the main effort, ADP 3-0. Usually, supporting efforts include only the minimum assets necessary to accomplish the mission. Forces often realize success of the main effort through success of supporting efforts. Sustainment support during Army operations. Army sustainment enables multi-domain operations by providing the support required to keep the Army and its unified action partners engaged in operations across the OE, as described in FM4O. The DSB supporting division operations provides sustainment support and services within the Army operational context of competition, crisis, and conflict to ensure the division commander's freedom of movement, operational reach, and prolonged endurance. Sustainment support to division operations during competition. The Army conducts operations during competition to obtain geographic, informational, functional, and leadership positions of relative advantage across the land domain at the theater, strategic, and operational levels of warfare. This simultaneously assists the joint force in deterring an adversary while contributing to alliance, coalition, or partner nation assurance activities. Army competition activities augment joint cooperation and, if required, position the Army to contribute to joint adversarial competition below armed conflict and armed conflict. Army forces consistently compete in an attempt to keep relations with adversaries from escalating into a crisis or conflict. The DSB's role during competition is to build and maintain the readiness of the division. The DSB coordinates with the Expeditionary Sustainment Command, ESC, Army Field Support Brigade, and Army Field Support Battalions for strategic support. DSBs conduct support operations and provide distribution management in support of the division. Support operations is the staff function of planning, coordinating, and synchronizing sustainment in support of units conducting decisive action in an AO. Sustainment support to division operations during crisis. The Army conducts operations during crisis for two purposes: The first is to rapidly deploy Army forces to provide deterrence capability or, if necessary, compel an adversary to cease or reduce the actions that threaten United States national interests. The second reason the Army conducts crisis operations is to respond to a natural or humanitarian disaster that threatens the homeland or the stability of an ally or partner. During crisis, the DSB supports division crisis response and limited contingency operations. During crisis, the DSB sustainment planners conduct sustainment preparation of the OE and develop sustainment estimates for the division concept of operations. Sustainment preparation of the OE is a continuous activity involving analysis to determine infrastructure, environmental, or resource factors in the OE that impact the Army's ability to sustain commander's operations plan. The sustainment preparation of the OE identifies resources available to friendly forces and factors that impact sustainment. Sustainment support to division operations during conflict. During conflict, Army forces focus on the defeat and destruction of enemy ground forces as part of the joint team. As described in ADP 3.0, Army forces close with and destroy enemy forces in any terrain, exploit success, and break their opponent's will to resist. Army forces attack, defend, and conduct stability tasks to attain objectives. The ability to prevail in ground combat is a decisive factor in breaking an enemy's will to continue a conflict. Characteristics of sustaining during conflict include volume, lethality, precision, and tempo. Operations during conflict will require a volume of reinforcements, materiel, and equipment significantly greater than those of other types of operations. Sustainment activities will occur at a higher tempo than other types of operations, and will require flexible and adaptable sustainment structure to meet mission requirements. During conflict, the DSB supports divisions operating as combined arms tactical formations organized to defeat or destroy enemy forces or seize terrain. In support areas, the DSB focuses on maintaining and extending friendly operational reach to prevent friendly culmination. If given an area support task, the DSB will support other units operating in the division AO. A division may have one or multiple support areas to avoid, presenting a single lucrative target and to facilitate sustainment when the division is operating along multiple axes on a wide front.